The Shia this week is being sponsored by the Silverstein family, L'Nishmas Rav Moshe Yosef Bar Meir, and by the Fisher family, L'Nishmas Moshe Chaim Ben Rebero Velvel, Yortzeit is Ches Kislev.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach, Randall. I was going to mention myself that Shia Zach Nishmas, my Yedid Rav Moshe Yosef, Zach Baruch. He was the one who originally used to be in the Falpo with me here by the Shia. So I said, the Schuss HaTeirah, being here with his Neshama. Yeah, the Gemara state to myself, we're learning Perikira, even though we went on to the next Perik, to the next, the rest of the Perik about Mukta, but it's so Molev HaGodesh, the beginning of the Perik in regards to Bishol. So we read Adoch, it was an Indian, and the Indian of Bishol, and Chazorah, and Bishol HaChabishol. The Gemara says in Perikira, the Aflam and Tesum at Aleph, the Gemara brings, and the Gemara comes out, Kol Shebo B'chamen Milifnei HaShabbos, anything that was in water or heat, Milifnei HaShabbos, from before Shabbos, Shoyen Oysa B'chamen B'Shabbos. On Shabbos, even though the Gemara's Mavoya, even though it cooled off on Shabbos, you're allowed to put it into the water on Shabbos. Kol Shebo B'chamen Milifnei HaShabbos. Then the halacha is you're only allowed to be madichin, but you're not allowed to re-soak it and re-put it into hot water on Shabbos, because you'd be over the halacha of Bishul, as we state in the Gemara. So Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil, Kol Shebo B'chamen Milifnei HaShabbos, points out, Pirush Zok Tosfos, Shenizbashul Legamri. That it was prepared before, and now you want to put it into water, has to be that the first original Bishul was a complete bishul, kol tzorchei. However, if it was less than kol tzorchei, so Tosfos explains, the halacha would be, you're not allowed to re-put it into other water, because then the halacha would be, yesh bishul acha bishul. Thus haste, as the shittas ha Tosfos is, which we'll see soon, is a machlekes harishonim. What is the halacha when ein bishul acha bishul? When something is cooked, and you're allowed to re-cook it on Shabbos, is the halacha, we know that for Chi of Shabbos, when you're cooking something, the shear of cooking is kemaychel ben dorsoi. If it's one third or one fifth cooked, so the halacha is, it's as if it's halacha that it's cooked. So, and yechayim mishum bishul. What happens if you have an item that was cooked kemaychel ben dorsoi? However, it wasn't completely cooked. And then subsequently you went and you want to cook it more. Are you chayiv or are you not chayiv? Shittas HaTosfos right here is that if it's not Mavushal Kol Tzorchei, even though it has a status of Mavushal, if you re-Mavashal it, you're Chayiv, because there's still room left to be Mavashal. So Tosfos, so Al Kochoch, when the Gemara says Kol Shebo B'chamen Milifnei HaShabbos, is talking about that it's Mutter only when the original Bishul was a complete Bishul, Kol Tzorchei. If not, the Gemara wouldn't make sense according to Tosfos. As is of Tosfos.
It's a deraisa
bishul. Chayra. Others will hold maybe. Wouldn't be deraisa. We're going to name on right now in Tosfos that it would be a deraisa bishul. The rest of it, and that happens to be that is the shittas haRambam, because the Rambam paskins in Perik Tes Hilchas Shabbos Halacha Gimel. We'll come back to the Rambam. The Rambam puts it in a very interesting way, but at the end of Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Hamavashal al ha'oyer, dovo shoye mevushal kol tzorchei, potter. If someone is mevashal on the fire, something which was mevushal kol tzorchei, then there's ein bishul acha bishul. Which seems the Rambam is alluding to Tosfos. And he's saying that just because it was mevushal, you're not allowed to cook it more. Then it would be Yesh Bishul HaChabishul. The only reason it's Ein Bishul HaChabishul is because the Rambam notes clearly, because it's Mavushul Kol Tzorchei. So the Kesef Mishnah, Nira Me Divrei Rabbeinu, Shel Kol Sheloi Nisbashul Kol Tzorchei, Af Al Pi Sheigia LeMaychul Ben Drusoi, Shayich Be Bishul, V'chiyuvei Mechayiv, V'chayim Ederaisa. Because there's still room left. You're making it Mavushul. Steht in Rambam, that you chayiv. As we steht in Rambam.
It would
Oh, wait, we're coming. So wait, so Zokta Rambam, so you're chai, you would be chai, which that is the Shita Satois.
This Rambam also says,
you have to see about Potel Avalosa, right? Okay, the Rambam, oh, okay, one second, we'll come to that. So Meilu, Doshtet and Rambam. However, when the Rambam brings down this Gemara of Toisvis, in Perik Chav Beis, Hilche Shabbos, the Rambam brings down in Perik Chav Beis, Halocha Ches. So the Rambam, without any qualifications, Dovr Shen is Barshul Koidim HaShabbos, Oy nishche bechamen milifnei haShabbos, afal pi shehu achshav tzoinen mutar lishchoisoi bechamen b'Shabbos. Zokta Beis Yosef, without noting the first Rambam on this halacha, Zokta Beis Yosef nearer that the Rambam argues on basis, and the Rambam holds that if you put it into water, water sounds like a very powerful cooking. You put it into water, and you only cook it kemaychel ben dursoi. Or you cook it, just to Michael Ben Dosoi, it's Mavuir in the Gemara, Mutter Lishroi Soi B'mayim, Al Shabbos, B'chamim B'Shabbos, Shteik in the Gemara, Asavol Kedem Mutter, Zog the Beis Yosef, und the Darkei Moshe, und the Prisha, that the Rambam is Mavuir, not like Toisvus, that the Halacha is, that if you Mavashul before Shabbos, Kemaychel Ben Dosoi, or you soak it in water, Kemaychel Ben Dosoi, the halacha is you're allowed to cook it afterwards, even if it's soinen. So the Rambam, that is also. So on the back of the shop, see Frankel Rambam, Baruch Shem Ach Shadar. Can't ask any new kashas. So in Perikov Peis in the back, I'll just read it from over here. What did we say it was? Perikov Peis, halacha ches, umevuel, after loit the special called Sarach Merv Shabbos, Beis Yosef Tarke Moshe, Prishach Sam Seifer. They all said the next one. Ule'el perik tes halocha gimel mashma dafka bin ispashul kol tzorchai. They quote Evan Hazel, Mrs. Alman asked this question. Chayes hastira. Dalton zok the Rambam that you have to be mavushul kol tzorchai not to be in bishalach abishul. And here is mavuyan Rambam. It's enough for the halocha of mavushul kemaychel ben drusoi. As I state the Rambam, the emesis. As it's come out, we showed him already, he asked the kasha, the Ramach asked the kasha, and on the side, but that's the Shalom the Rambam. In one place he says, you need Mavushal Kol Tzoch, and not to have any Bishal HaChabishal. And over here, by this halacha, Kol Shebo B'chamen, Melefnei HaShabbos, Shoyen Oysa B'chamen B'Shabbos, is even if what, if it was, Kemaychel Ben Drusoi, and that would be enough.
Because
the Mishnah is the Mishnah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He doesn't Bavorn. It's what would be with the other Rambam. But the emes is, like someone asked, this harkens back to the beginning of Perikira. In the beginning of Perikira, we learned that there's two halachas. There's a halacha of Shia b'Shabbos. That means if you have to be goyruv v'goytim, you have to take the kira and clean out all the ashes, in the all the coals. That's one thing. One is to be able to be shoyah, to leave the food in the oven. Besides that there's halacha to leave it in the oven, there's also halacha of chazora. So if you take something off the oven, so are you allowed to put it back onto the oven? So the halacha is, there's a whole shaila in the Gemara, we went through it, with Chananya back and forth, is the Mishnah talking about leaving it on the oven, or is the Mishnah talking about putting it back on the oven? Now obviously, leaving something on the oven is not as chomodic as putting something back. Leaving it is all gzeris. It's gzeris. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to be mechatad a kolam. Putting it back, the Gemara's mevuyah is also gzeris. And therefore, what's the gzeir? We don't want you to be machat de kholim when you put it back. And the Mishnah is mavuya. Or it's mechsim mash. Oh, but the Mishnah is all the rabbanon, the gzeiris. The Mishnah, however, is mavuya, pashtus of the Mishnah, and adoshtei the Gemara with Chananya, that if it's kemaychel ben drusoi, you're allowed to put it back. And once you goyri for kaitim, you're allowed to take something out, even if it's not fully mavushal, and you're allowed to put it back in once the oven is garuf hakotam. If the oven is not garuf hakotam, you're not allowed to put it back. But if it's kemaychel ben dusoi. But if it's kemaychel ben dusoi and the oven is completely cleaned out, even though there's a tremendous amount of heat there, you're allowed to put it back in. This food was only cooked kemaychel ben dusoi. You took it off the fire. And now you want to put it back on. There's no gzeira of chitui kolam. Why is there no gzeira of chitui kolam? Because the kolam were cleaned out or they're covered. There's no mechzikim. The rabbanon, maybe they weren't gozer. Lefi the Rambam of the perik, the first perik tes, that the Rambam holds if you put something back onto the fire after it's cooked Michael ben Dursoy, but not mevushel kol tzorchoy, there's a chiyuv of bishul b'shabbos. Forget about the gzeiros of perik kira. If you're putting it back into the oven, you're being mevashel it now past Michael ben Dursoy to mevushel kol tzorchoy. How are you allowed to put it back into the oven? Good, you covered the ashes. The oven's boiling hot. If it's boiling out, it's going to cook now from mevushel kemeichel ben dursoi to a level of mevushel total kol tzorchoi. Bishleima, according to shitas, bishleima, if you would hold not like the Rambam, and you would hold like the Rambam, the second verse, bishleima, bishleima, once meichel ben dursoi, so it's only a shout to Rabbonos. Or benochtem vemelein topa the Rambam halt, that the halacha is, that you have to put it, that if it's kemeichel ben dursoi, it is still the halacha, and that it's osur, like the Rambam and Perek Tes. So therefore, and like Toisvis, so how could you go put it back in? You're not allowed to go put it back in. It's Michael ben Dursoy. You're going to be triggering a cooking of more than Michael ben Dursoy. So the emes is, because Pashtus, if you learn the Gemara, see in a second, the Gemara seems to go like Hananya by Shia. The Gemara has Shia is good Michael ben Dursoy. Yeah, and so Mele, if you learn the Gemara by Chazora, Pashtus will be the same thing. Let's just first posit that's what would be the halacha. That if you put it back, it would even be when it's Michael ben Drusoy. So this kasha, the Meiri has this kasha, in the beginning of Perikir, the Meiri says, I'm a chudish de kateretz, which I'm not sure, maybe it will be Mazba the Meiri. The Meiri says, because here you're going back to the original bishul. Since you didn't put back the pot on the fire, so even midoy raisa, there's no original bishul. What does it make a difference with? It's bishul. It was off the fire. Now I'm putting it back on the fire. Since my mindset was to put it right back, so therefore, it's ain bishul acha bishul. What does it make a difference? Ain bishul acha bishul. He's not moving. What's the pshat? Just because you took it off and you're holding it, lemaisa, it's not in the oven and it's heat source, and you're going to put it back. So l'chayr it should be. What's the pshat? So this kasha bems in the Meiri, but before the Meiri and all that was printed, so dog of all the kasefer, we all know about the sefer. Kavod the Kishayse, the Chelkas Yoyev wrote 103 shaylos that he held as his best shaylos, and he called the sefer Kavod the Kishayse. Kavod Rosh Teves is Begematria 103. He wrote 103 questions. So the seventh question from the Chelkas Yoyev, Kavod, Kuv, Beis Aleph. Yeah. So Ktel, Kuv Yizayin, Tamuali, Ala Soivrim. He's Mitzayin the Beis Yosef. The Af La'acha Michael Ben Dursoy Yesh Chiyuv B'Shabbos, which is that Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam, in Bishloy Ad Shenigmar Kol Tzorchoy, Harei B'Yerushalmi Isa, Shen Espashul Kol Tzorchoy, K'Michael Ben Dursoy, Muter Lachzichoy Al Gabe Kira Grufu Uktuma, Holishitosom, Hu Mevashul Gomu B'Shabbos. How could you just go and put it back on? So this is the Kavod Kishayisu Shaila, and he brings that the Gilyan Ashas be Yerushalmi has the Kashin. He's Mayrich. He has a whole long Arichus to try to go back and forth the Kash. And this Kash also asked in the Eglei Tal in Oifa Simin Yud. The Eglei Tal is this Kashin. How could there be good? It's Grufu Ktuma. Grufu Ktuma only takes away the Gzeir of Shema Yechate. Oh, but forget about Shema Yechate. Oh, but said, Bishul Midaraisa. Oh, but said, Bishul Midaraisa, Kemachal Ben Dursoy. How can you put it back? So that's the Shaila. So the Kitzer, we're right now with two Shailas. Alma Mastir's Rambam. That the Rambam holds that is Bishul Acha Bishul Kemachal Ben Dursoy. Umbeis, this is Bishul Acha Bishul Kemachal Ben Dursoy.
Where is the cooking? If it's good for cooking, it's cooking. There's no flame.
Oh, who said? It's boiling hot.
But it's less, you see that.
No, it's less. I'm asking you. You put it back in. Will it get mevushel kol tzorchoy? Yes, it will. Yes, it will. It's boiling hot. It's even covered. Kotum. It's covered. The ashes are there. Okay, 1 second. Well, we'll have to see. We're going to see what it is. But let's name on Bepashtus. The heat is there, and the heat will create. Will create. It's the thing. It's told us. Told us. It's right. It should have that in. So what? What are you saying?
Not hot, then why put it back? Obviously,
no, but he's saying, is it hot enough to cook it? We're never gone. It's definitely hot enough to cook it. Every time. We put a blech. We put a blech on the fire. It's not boiling hot.
If it gets a little bit more than
you have the same time, right? Any, right. As long as it tunes something off. If it tunes something off, you should have the same halacha. So that's the Aleph is the steers harambam. And the Rambam Zohar as... in one place, the Rambam says, it's Yesh Bishul HaChabishul, even by Ma'arav and Nesoy, you need Mavushul Kol Tzorchei. And we ask, but the Rambam learns up our Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, that the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says that Shoylin Bechamen, after it was Mavushul Hashem Bechamen, because there would be such a halacha of Ein Bishul HaChabishul. And Mashma, even if the original Bishul was only Kamachal Ben Dorsoy. So we have the Shaila from the Gemara, the Meiri's cast question. What's the hezbo of the Miri's teretz? That's which is the kavod of kishayis achel kishayis kashin. Unbeis, what's the teretz of the stiras
around? The Eglei Tov also asking from the Yerushalmi?
No, the Eglei Tov Stami is, because he names on. He makes a whole thing with the Yerushalmi. He's very ma'arach. The Emes is Azai. The Ramban Taka argues on the Ramban. The Shita Sarai Shainim. Not like the Spisyaisim. And they learn that once something is mevushal kemaychal ben delusoy, so that means it's a little bit edible, just edible. Even if you cook it to its total fruition, it's not chayv ein b'shalach habesh. What's the machlekes here? The Rambam holds if it's mevushul k'maychol ben derusoy, it is still in it to be mevushul advaita. And the Ramban holds in order to be showing him that there's no iser. What's the hezbo? Beis habach noch hashayl in the Retz Aminim. This I'm not 100% sure how we be yashir, but I'm going to shayl. You take something which is edible raw. The halach is, if it's edible raw, even if you cook it, you're not chay bishul on Shabbos. That's the Rambam's sheet. Kol shenechel shehu chay, even if you cook it, it's no good. So let me ask you, Michael ben Dursoy is roi ba'achila. That's the definition of Michael ben Dursoy. Now you're cooking more. Good, you're cooking more. But it was roi. So it should be like a davar shehu chay. What does the Rambam hold? That if you cook it more than Michael ben Dursoy, you chayiv, when you put it back the second time. It was already roi ba'achila, ke Michael ben Dursoy. It's now worse than something that's nechel shehu chay. Okay, that's a kash on the Rambam. But take a shayl is, what's the machlek? So in order to understand this, I want to go back to, definitely, the most famous shayla in the Achronim, on the inyan of Bishul v'Oifer B'Shabbos. I'm sure everybody knows it, but it's kedai to talk it through. It's partially kishmak for itself. We know if someone puts a pot on the fire and he immediately takes it off a minute later, before it gets any cooking process, he's potter. He put it down, he took it off. That means, in order to be chayiv on Shabbos, you have to put it down on the fire, the pot of beans and water, and it has to cook until it cooks. When it cooks, you're chayiv. Is ois kebrochen a major machlekes, the Rashash, the Miches Chinuch, the Eglei Tal. What happens if you put it down on the pot on Shabbos, 2 minutes before Shabbos ends? And now, the total cooking will take place after Shabbos. Are you chayiv or are you not chayiv? That means you put the pot down on the fire on Shabbos, but it's going to cook after Shabbos. Are you chayiv or are you not chayiv? Now, that's poshut. They bring right zoreya. Zoreya takes 3 days till it goes in. So zoreya, that's the malocha. But what's the din by oifer? If is after Shabbos that it cooked, are you chayiv or are you not chayiv? So big machloik is about it. Is what's the din? Are you chayiv or not chayiv? What's the hezbo from the machloik?
So by zoreya, if you do zoreya and then you take it out,
you potter. So you see, there definitely it has to be after Shabbos because you have 3 days to take it out. So by Zareya you push it, you potter, because that's the malacha. But what would be by Bishul? So there you for sure chayim. What would be by Bishul after Shabbos? They clear the shayla. No, by Bishul, you would be chayev if it's mavushal after Shabbos. It's not better than Zoreya.
Well, if you didn't take it off.
The Zriya happens after Shabbos. So L'chayre, it should be comparable to Zriya. But I don't want to go into that comparison. But Kapana, this comparison has other things, which is very interesting. There's a Gevaldike Shaile in the Chelkes Mechoykik Hilchas Gitten. If someone writes a get, and they're in a big rush, I don't know, whatever the rush is, they need to get. He's going to die, let's say, or let's say he's not going to be maskim. And they give the get before the ink dries. The ink is not, it didn't dry. The Chelkes Mechoykik has a tzad that you're not, that it's not a good get, because it's not a kosav law. It's not a ksiva until it dries. Klal to minchas chinuch. What would be the din on Shabbos if you wrote it and then you right away took it off? Or let's say you wrote it and it finished after Shabbos. Would you have dried after Shabbos? Would you have the same din? Just like Bishul? Agavoch, it's not for now. We'll restart the Chumash Yoram. I'll tell you once that I said that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sifrei Torah on Shabbos. The Rosh Hashanah, he wrote the last day he died. He wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. The Rishonim asked, the Gemara is Mavuya and Chazal, that he died on Shabbos. Mamish min amincha l'mayla. How did he write on Shabbos? So some of the Svarim, and it's brought in Svarim, they say he wrote it Soif Shabbos, and the ink dried after Shabbos. And Moshe Rabbeinu died right after Shabbos, whatever, I got some ice. But our Koponim would be the same thing. There's a Shaila by Bishul. What would be the Halacha by Bishul? What's the Svarim from Bishul? The Machloikis that they had is a Yisodistik of Machloikis. What is the Meleches Oifem Bishul? Is it Maisa Bishul? My Avera is the Malacha, is doing the Maisa Bishul. What's Maisa Bishul? Maisa Bishul is putting it down on the fire. That's the definition of a Maisa Bishul. There's a tnai, there's a condition. In order for it to be called Maisa Bishul, I need that it should become Mavushul. But what's my Malacha? My Malacha is my Maisa Bishul. However, so that doesn't make a difference if it happens after Shabbos or if it happens on Shabbos. Because my malacha is the maisa. The maisa is putting it down on the fire. And when you put it down on the fire, that's a maisa bishul. The tanai could happen after. Those who hold, no. That's not what bishul is. Bishul is not maisa bishul. Bishul is making something mavushul. Changing the status of a food item, that is the bishul. The extension as it's getting mavushal is not a tnai in my maisa. That is the malacha. Changing the molecules of the food item through bishul, that's all an extension of your maisa. And the change of the status of the food from davar she'ein mavushal to davar mavushal, thus is the malacha. So that has to take place on Shabbos. Why does it have to take place on Shabbos? Because if it would be, it has to take place on Shabbos because that is the malacha. The malacha is that it continues, the malacha, it's like a za'esha mishum chitzai. It continues until it's mavushal. As it's being mavushal, it's a continuation of my maisa. That is the issa bishul. The change of the status is the Issa Bishul, and that's what Maisa Mavushal is. If someone is a big lamb, and I'll tell you that the Egletal clears, if someone puts a pot down on a fire and he knows he's going to take it off, he announces, I'm putting it down on the fire and I'm going to take it off. I'm going to take it off. And then, if I guess, he doesn't take it off. So the Egletal says, Adova She'enim is Chavim. Others scream at them. What's Tov Hashanah Mischavah? Tov Hashanah Mischavah is usually I'm doing one thing and it happens to be something else. Here I'm doing the same Maisa. I'm putting it on the fire. That's a Maisa Bishul. Why is it a Tov Hashanah Mischavah? Because the Gleital is going like the sheet is, that the cooking itself is part of the Malacha. So I never wanted to do that Malacha of getting it cooked. So in regards to that, that's a Tov Hashanah Mischavah, which maybe we'll come back to that. Egletal. But upon him, that's the tut stodim of what Bishul is. Is Bishul the Maisa putting it down? And it happens to be it needs a condition to get cooked? Or is Bishul the getting cooked, the change of the status of the food That is the Shem Malacha that is the Malacha of Bishul that we learn out from the Mishkan, and that's what's Chayv.
Like in the Melachas Machshev is Iker Halacha. As soon as you put it down, you have in mind that it should be.
Yeah, but who said that's the Malacha? Maybe the Malacha is.
That's
not a Tanai. Maybe that without the change, the Malacha is exacting the change. In the status of the food, changing the food, that's what I mean. So, Chazoy, let me just finish. The Rambam and the Ramban is this machloikis. What's the Rambam? The Rambam holds, let's start with the Ramban. The Ramban holds that if you cook, and it was already cooked kemaichel ben dorsoi, you're not chayiv if you cook the rest of it. Why am I not chayiv? Lemaisa, I'm cooking more. That's cooking. I'm cooking it more from Michael Ben Dosoi. The Ramban is going to hold, once the item is classified as cooked, it doesn't make a difference that you're putting it and you're doing, and the item is cooked. We look at the item. The thing that you're putting down is already classified as cooked. So since it's cooked, you're not changing the item. You're making it better, you're making it taste better, but cooked, it's already cooked. So since it's already cooked, there's no bishul acha bishul. Because the Ramban holds the ikar bishul is the bishul of the change. And the change already took place, commenced. So therefore, since it was there, there's no change. The Rambam holds, I agree with you, Ramban. The Rambam says, I agree with you, Ramban. I agree with you, the item is not changing. But did I do a maisa bishul? If there's still room left that it's going to get better, it's enough of a bishul that what I'm putting down is called a maisa bishul. The Rambam holds the ikar aveir is putting the pot of food on the fire. Just what? That's the maisa bishul. But once there's a maisa bishul, it needs a condition. The condition is that something has to be happening. Something is happening.
If it's cooked.
No, cooked. It's only cooked mitzad the item. It's cooked, but mitzad the maisa, there's still room for it to be called there's something happening that it's called a t'nai. Just like if there would be a t'nai after Shabbos, so the item mitzad atzmoi is classified as cooked, so you can't change its status. But if so, benegeya that it's not called a maisa. It's not called that something changed. But if I'm looking at it mitzad the maisa, that I'm putting it down on the fire, and that's the ikar iser. No, boss, I just need a condition that some cooking took place. So a shear of cooking took place. Something is happening here in maisa cooking. So therefore, the maisa bishul is abishul. The Rambam holds that the maisa bishul is enough. You need a tnai of til kemai after maichel ben dorsoi. No, if it's mavushul kol tzarchis, then there's nothing to talk about. But if there's still room left for bishul, it's enough to make the ma'isa bishul into a bishul.
If it's
mitstamak v'yafaloi, then it's mavushul kol tzarchai. Or mitstamak v'yafaloi, mavushul kol tzarchai, shteit in Rambam, that it's not anymore. Mitstamak v'yafaloi, davach v'isim. But I'll go upon him, but in that din would be the din. So kum techais, the Rambam holds, you need ma'isa bishul, and the tnai, cooking is a tnai, when the Ramban holds that the cooking is the cooking itself. What? No, because it's not cooked already. The status is called a cooked item. It's not cooked. There's always room for more cooking. Barai for Michael Ben Dosoi till the rest is still cooking. It's still cooking.
Should I call it
the No, because the Ramban is, this is called a cooked item.
So it's called a cooked item?
So it's cooked. This item is cooked. It's now, it was raw, now it's cooked. So you didn't change the status. Yeah, but there's still a mice submission that's taking place. Maybe that's what bishul is, a tikkun. I'll tell you another nafkamina. Just one more nafkamina. It's coming up to Chanukah. That in Chanukah we know that there's a halacha. You light the psila. The halacha is, let's say the oil you bought doesn't have a hashgacha. And it was made together with basar b'chalav. So the oil has a taruvus of basar b'chalav. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to light the fire. So the Pischei Tshuv in Yeridei, Simon Pei Zayin, brings this shaylit. He wants to know, is it asa b'hanoah? Because basar b'chalav is asa b'hanoah. So he says, mitzvah salav l'honus nitnu. So since it's mitzvah lav lohanes nitnu, so you're not called, you're having hanor from basa b'chol.
But you're
giving pasta. Well, shayla is it special? You're taking a psila, and the psila is burning, and as it's burning, it's joining together the basa b'cholov, and it's as the oil reaches the top of the wick, it's burning, and it's burning. L'chayr that's special. So l'chayr should be bishul basa b'cholov. Why is that called bishul?
You just asked it.
Bishul is changing something to make it edible.
Oh, that would be totally. This shayla would be totally too stodder. Oy, the pshat is bishul is a ma'aser bishul. And you just need a t'nai that something's happening. Something happened, but simultaneously it's incinerating. But yichagiton ha'mayis ha'bishul. Nefshi glav tzong is ha'mayis ha'bo, and nishke mayis ha'bishul. Loit the Ramban says b'chlal nishke mayis ha'bishul. Fabos, because loit the Ramban, the ganze bishul is the change. Is the, like, is the tikkun. It's in ishdo, it's going on ishdo.
If you throw a piece of wood onto a fire on Shabbos, a bonfire, and it burns up completely. Is that bishul first and then
why not? I don't know. You're saying because it's your intent? Okay. So the ma'aser is other. There's rias to the shaila. There's a Rebbe Simcha would think in certain cases, yes, that it should not be. But upon him, that would be the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban.
Is this ma'aser doing resulting in the bishul?
Which one are you talking about? The bishul?
It's
yeah, it's resulting in enough of a bishul. It's not a tikkun in the maichel. It's enough of a bishul to make your ma'aser bishul into a bishul.
Why can't it be
like the Ramban?
Yeah.
Because it's not a bishul, because there's no, it's not a, the bishul is the change of the bishul. Zorazay. Im came, I want to say one more yisof. I couldn't find it tonight, but I once saw it, so I'm just going to use it as a marshal. The Gemara has a whole shiloh about, you know, you're not allowed to do Netilus Neshama on Shabbos. Not allowed to do Netilus Neshama on Shabbos. The shiloh is, I once saw in the Me'iri, I thought it was in Mesechtos Yevomos, but I couldn't find it, we'll have to find it later, that the Me'iri declares, what happens if you, he's talking about Mises Bezin, you hit somebody, or you kill him, and instead of dying on Shabbos, he dies after Shabbos. Chayiv mishum retzicha, but let's say it's a retzicha that would be mut. He's talking about aseid echlois. Is it a chiyuv on Shabbos because he dies after Shabbos? He says no, there's no chiyuv on Shabbos because he died after Shabbos. Good, you hit him on Shabbos, but he died after Shabbos. Or you hit an animal, and now the animal's going to die after Shabbos. So this is the netilas neshama. Netilas neshama happens after. That should be totally in this shaila of when someone cooks before on Shabbos and it cooks on after Shabbos. L'chayr, it's the same thing. You hit him on Shabbos and he died after Shabbos. So what's the Teretz is Azei. And that's what's going to be Negeya here. Teretz is Azei. Is there a what is the tzad that you chayiv when it cooks Motzah Shabbos when you put it down on the fire on Shabbos? You're chayiv because you did a ma'aser bishul, we were mazbu, you put it down on the fire. What happens afterwards is just a hecha timtza to tell us that what you put down on the fire was a bishul, was a ma'aser bishul. But that it got cooked is only a hecha timtza. That's because there's a definition in the dictionary of the Torah what's called ma'aser bishul. You know what ma'aser bishul is? Putting something on the fire is a ma'aser bishul. Now, we need a condition that it gets cooked. There is absolutely no mesuyim de kambaisa of ritzicha. Ritzicha could be done with poison. Ritzicha could be done with a gun. Ritzicha could be done with a hammer. Ritzicha could be done, it could be done, and sometimes you could do something and it doesn't come out to be a ritzicha. There's no clear definition in the ma'aser of ritzicha. What makes it into a ritzicha? The fact that the person died through your ma'aser. There's no clear-cut definition. What is ritzicha? The definition of ritzicha ma'aser is only done when the person dies. Now we know what you did is a ritzicha. In order to be chayiv on Shabbos now, even though what happens later, is only if the ma'aser that you did is by definition a ma'aser bishul. Then we could say the t'nai could happen after. But if what you did is not something which is clearly defined, and it can only be defined what happens after, and that's what makes it halta meiri, that then the halacha would be that has to happen on Shabbos, because that's what makes the iser. That is the iser, what's happening. And a mele has to happen. What is bishul? No, but let's say it is yesh b'kedei l'hamas.
So there are measurements. So you do have a measurement.
No, but let's say the guy doesn't die. You could hit somebody yesh b'kedei l'hamas, he doesn't die. Oh, what would be by bishul if you don't put it on the fire? And you do an unconventional bishul. You put it into a kli rishon off the fire. Or you put it next to heat. That there's a source of heat which was there and there is no fire. Yechayev. I agree, Yechayev. But there you're not chayev because it's a maisa bishul. Maisa bishul is what's in the Torah. Is a maisa. What was maisa bishul? Maisa bishul is an eish. No, that's just like they did it in the Mishkan. No, like they did it in the Mishkan. Told us or is not a maisa bishul. I want to say, told us, listen, told us or is the din that it created bishul. And mamela yichayev mishum avashul. Maisa bishul is al ha'esh. Because that's that is what bishul is. By bishul, that's the definition. Shabbos is a lot of bishul. They could be bishul of Shabbos in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, that's what they did. In the Mishkan, they did it on the fire. They didn't do it.
How else did they do it?
You see, it's a tolda. Is that a tolda? Is toldas are a tolda or is toldas? I don't know. What? I don't know if it's an average. As the pshat is told us, the pshat is that's not the maisa bishul is al ha'esh. No, vos yichayev. I agree that yichayev, but you're only chayev over there because it becomes a bishul. Because it becomes mavushul, that's what would be the din. So that's right. When does the Rambam hold? Now I have a deal to this yisoid in the Rambam. When does the Rambam hold ein bishul achar bishul? When does the Rambam hold yesh bishul achar bishul? Where's the makor of that Rambam? The words of the Rambam. Yesh bishul achar bishul. When it's kemaychol ben dorsoi and you're cooking it to kol tzorchoi. Let's read the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, where's the makor of that Rambam? Hamavashul al ha'oyer dovor shoyim mavushul kol tzorchoi. But if you're mavashul al ha'oyer dovor she'einim mavushul kol tzorchoi, yechayiv. Why does the Rambam say Hamavashul al Ha'or? What is he talking about? Hamavashul. Suddenly, does it not? They eat so correct. You have to be on the oyer. Where did the Rambam get that? Bishul, the told the oyer is good. Bishul, but heat is good. But clearishon. Suddenly, the Rambam wakes up. Hamavashul al Ha'or. Dover that was not mavushul called tzarchai. Yechayiv.
I'll say bishul achar bishul. I feel it's not eish. That seems like it's telling
the
chiddush. Even if it's not
eish. No, he's saying on the
oyer.
On the oyer. I'm saying only if you're mavashul al ha'or yechayiv. Why is it only if you're mavashul on the oyer? The Rambam is saying like this.
Al
ha'or. Why does the Rambam say al ha'or? Because the Rambam is saying for bishul achar bishul, when it's mavushul, just you have to make the mavushul when it's only mavushul of Michael ben Dorsoi. What is the chiyuv? The chiyuv is because you're still doing a maisa bishul. Maisa bishul only takes place al ha'or. If it's not al ha'or, you'll be chayiv. But not if it was bishul achar bishul of Michael ben Dorsoi. Because then after Michael ben Dorsoi, why are you chayiv? You're chayiv because the davar becomes mavushul. The davar becomes mavushul that you don't have. You don't have one once it's k'Michael ben Dorsoi. No. Why are you chayiv after Michael ben Dorsoi, we said? Because the Isser is the Maisa Bishul. And if there's a Maisa Bishul, there's Yesh Bishul Achab Bishul. You're still being Mavashul. If you're doing a Maisa Bishul, you're putting it on the fire. It's only cooking a little bit. That's enough to make your Maisa Bishul into a Bishul. However, if what you cooked was not a Maisa Bishul, if what you cooked is when you're putting it back onto the fire, you're not putting it onto the fire. What you're doing is you're doing it in a way that there's heat there, but there's no fire. That's not a maisa bishul. If that's not a maisa bishul, it's only a bishul bishul. Let me explain it again. Let's go back. The Rambam paskins yesh bishul achar bishul after Michael ben Dorsoi. So we said the Ramban argues, and the Ramban says once it's k'Michael ben Dorsoi, there's no din of yesh bishul achar bishul. What's the hesber? The Hesber is because the Rambam holds we look at it as a Maisa Bishul. Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul is Maisa Bishul. I'm doing a Maisa. It's not making such a big off too. It's not making such a big difference in the food. There's enough of a difference in the food that this is called a Maisa Bishul. The Iker way we're concentrating is what your Maisa was. The Ramban says, let's not concentrate on the Maisa. Let's concentrate on the outcome. And the outcome, there's not enough of an outcome. So Mela, Zakhtar Ramban, you're not Chayev. The Ramban's like, what are you looking so much what comes out? Let's look at what you're doing. If you're putting it on the fire, you're doing a Maisa Bishul. Good, you're not creating anything on the ground. But you're doing a Maisa Bishul. It's a Maisa Bishul, you're Chayev. Zakhtar Ramban, that's only going to be true when it's Al Ha'oyer. Because Al Ha'oyer is a Maisa Bishul. And if it's a Maisa Bishul, so then the halach is Yechayiv. But if you do any of the secondary Bishulim, which are also Bishul, but it's not a clearly defined Maisa Bishul, then you need the oftu, you need the outcome of the Bishul. Im Kain is Miyushiv the Kavad Kishayis is Kashi. First of the Kavad Kishayis.
The Rambam that says from Varsha La'ur, the whole first part of the halach
that we're going to read
is
that
talking about Toldos HaShemesh. So that's why he says Al-Ur.
I'm going to come back.
That's why he says Al-Ur. Your whole Raya is because he says Al-Ur. Why is he saying that? Because the whole first part of the law is talking about Shemesh.
No, but he's talking about different ways when you are Chai. Hamafkiya es ha-beitza bebeget cham
she'em
cham eme b'shav she'toldes cham ha-ein ha-kedoshes she'enom ketoldes no, she'enom ketoldes ha-eish v'cheinom v'ashel b'cham ha-itfelya v'yaitz ben po'ata
and that says Hamashel Al-Ur.
But it could be a Mavashal Tolzor. It could be a Tolzor.
So why does he say Al Ha'ur? Because until now he's talking about different things.
No, but he said Tolzor is Chayev also. In the line before, he says Tolzor is Chayev. Avol Gozro Aleyam Ipnei Tolzor. The word before.
Right.
Tolzor.
Tolzor is not the Tolzor.
But Tolzor is Tol.
So, but there's no telling why he says Mavashal Ha'ur.
He could have said Al Mavashal Al Ha'ur Tolzor.
But it's no time.
He could have said Al Ha'ur Tolzor.
He's talking Shemesh.
I don't understand why. Why does he say? I just only know one thing.
Absolutely no right. He said Al Shemesh. I don't want to write from there.
The right is only because he could have said Al Mavashal even Al Tolzor.
We're not to be writing the Rambam.
Okay.
Why he said Al Ha'ur?
I'm not saying it's a right. But he says Al Ha'ur.
Following up Shemesh. He's following up Chamei Tveria. He's following up Tolzor Hashemesh. He's following up. Everything's following up. So now he says Al Ha'ur. What's the big deal?
But we have no other raya. But now all we have is only Ur. We have no raya in the Rambam that not on Ur there wouldn't be the din. We have no raya in the Rambam.
He's changing now to tell you.
Okay, I hear that there could be the reason why he writes Ur, but we don't have a raya of more than that. We don't have a raya of anything more than Ur.
I'm
saying he's a raya. That was not the raya.
It makes it more gishmak
that he says only Al-Ur. I'm not saying it's the raya. That's what he says. You're saying more than what he says.
In context, he has to say.
No, but you're saying more what he says.
But in context, which you didn't mean that the first part. He has to say that. So maybe it's not right to anything.
No, he has to say Hamavashal.
If he would not say, he'd just say Hamavashal. Okay, he would be saying nothing. He'd be talking about Shemesh, maybe Chamei Tveria, maybe. All those things are covered in the same halacha.
Yeah, the question is also why he brings this halach.
The halacha of Bishul HaKadosh is here. I don't know why he brings it here to someplace else. But he's following up Shemesh.
That means Lafuke the Chamei Tveria, but it could have been the same. They're not told
the same halacha.
He could have said the same halacha. I'm a Vashal Bebeget Cham.
He
could have said I'm a Vashal Bebeget Cham from Ur.
I'm not writing the Rambam.
That's what he wrote.
I'm not writing.
He should have continued in the same. Why does he suddenly go to Ur? So I'm saying Al Kopanim, there would only be the halacha of Vashal. Im Kain, then it's not a steer to the Rambam later. In Perik Chofez, when the Rambam says, in Perik Chofez, you look very carefully. It's unbelievable. The Rambam says, Dovashen is Bashal Koidim Shabbos. Oy Nishre Bechamin Milifnea Shabbos. Afa Pishu Akshov Tzoinen Mutter Lishroisoi Bechamin B'Shabbos. Why does he say Mutter Lishroisoi? Mutter Levashloi B'Shabbos. Dovashen is Bashal Koidim Shabbos. Is ain't bishul acha bishul? The Rambam should have said davar shen is bashul koydem haShabbos. Afa pishu achshav tzoynen.
Which halacha?
Halacha ches. Perik chof beis halacha ches. Davar shen is bashul koydem haShabbos. Oy nishre bechamen milifnei haShabbos. Afa pishu achshav tzoynen. He should say the davar shehu yishori bechamen mutul lishchayse bechamen. Und davar vosu gemen is bashul is mutul is bashul.
It's not true though. You can't put it on the
why not? Oh, you mean Al Sidra Rabbanon?
Yeah. Say
unless Al Sidra Rabbanon, he can't. Unless Al Sidra Rabbanon, and putting it into hot water, you could?
Yeah.
No, what?
No, that's not their official, I guess. Not Messi from the Pasha.
Because, oh, you mean Al Sidra Rabbanon? I'm saying where I'm learning it's not the Rabbanon.
He says Mutter.
The Rambam is going to hold that it's, you mean, because he's saying Mutter.
Yeah.
But I believe that the Rambam is saying over here, but you have no Rambam that would say that it would be Mutter, even Midaraisa, it would be Osir. Because to put it back on the fire after Davar should special only the Michael Ben Dursoi would be Osir, because it would be a Maisa Bishul. If the Rambam would say, cannot say you could be Mavashal it after.
This is a Maisa Bishul. Putting it in the Chamin is a Maisa Bishul.
But putting it into where?
Into Chamin.
Putting it in the Chamin is Chayiv, but for Yesh Bishul HaBishul would be Mutter.
Well, that's what you said.
Okay. Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Yesh Bishul HaBishul would be Mutter. So Chazay, in Cain, the Grufu Ktumah would be Mutter. The Grufu Ktumah would be Mutter. What was the Shaila from Grufu Ktumah? Well, I'm gefragt the Shaila by Grufu Ktumah. Why could you put it into the how could you put it back into Grufu Ktumah? It's already Mavushal. It's not Mavushal because it's only Kamaychal Ben Dursoi. The Tevet says Gutz is Kamaychal Ben Dursoi. Oh, but there's no fire. If there's no fire, it can, there the Rambam would hold
but
that Kamaychal Ben Dursoi.
Goruk, I took him out, or maybe put him on the fire.
Kotum.
That is
a
whole with ashes on
there. So what I'm saying, the reason I don't want to say, right, the reason I don't want to say this teretz on Goruk for Kotum and Blyb with the Shail is, I'll ask it even starker. On Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph, the Gemara says, so that's what I thought, L'chatchila, to answer the conflict of Shais's kasha. That the pshat is, Goruk for Kotum would have some bearing even on the Daraisa Dikadim, but Bekem Dos Nishzorim. Lamaisa, that kash I can't answer. And why can't I answer that kash? Because the Gemara says on the Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph, Kutma v'huvra. If let's say you covered it, and then the Ketumah got burnt up, and now the fire's back on, since you made a heker before, you can make a chazara. So if you can make a chazara, so then it's there's there you don't have. You maybe have been a gay heker, you have kutma. Oh, but there's no cover. The fire is still there. You have mamash and matzistik a fire. So therefore, you can't say this halach. But I still want to be matzik the me'iri. What's up the me'iri? The me'iri says you took it off, and there's a svara midaraisa because it's still included in my old ma'isa. What does the me'iri want? The me'iri says because I took it off, and I'm still holding it with a mindset to put it back, even though if you put something on the fire that was cooked through Michael Ben Dursoi, since I took it off with a das to put it back, then everyone is moid the ein bishul achar bishul. That's how I'm eating. If I have a pot off the fire that was cooked kemaychal ben dursoi, I put it back onto the fire, yechayiv midaraisa, yesh bishul achar bishul, according to the Rambam.
He's holding it or he left it, he let go?
He took it off, he's holding it, but off the fire. So in Hilchas Chazorah, there's no Chazorah because you're holding it.
Right.
But forget about Chazorah. Yesh bishul achar bishul. It was off the fire, and now you're putting it back on. Zok to Me'iri, since I had a mind to put it back on, it's still connected to the original Bishul, and it's Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Because I want to go put it back on. The Teretz is Lefit Vareinu, right, is a Hezber in the Me'iri. What's Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul? The Emes, once it's cooked, Kemaychal Ben Dursoi, you're not changing anymore the item. Why are you Chayiv? Because it's a Maisa Bishul. Zok to Me'iri has a Svoleh. That since it's a continuation, I had a mind to put it back. It's not a new ma'isa bishul. In regular halachas, if it would be something raw, if it would be less than Michael Ben Dursoi, and I take it off the fire and I want to put it back on, you'd be chayiv. Only because it was already Michael Ben Dursoi. What does it make a difference? The Teretz is the original ma'isa bishul does not make a difference. The original ma'isa bishul doesn't make a difference. Because the original ma'aseh, it connects to the original ma'aseh bishul. So therefore, the second ma'aseh is not a new ma'aseh bishul. And since it's not a new ma'aseh bishul, therefore, there's no halacha of yesh bishul achar bishul. And that's why you would be, that's why you'd be potter. The pell is, we'll see, just afterwards, I think on the Afrofiroys, just the Gemara says later, if you put something that has to do with that egli tal, but leave it out that when you put it back on, if that's a dov shenem eschaven, he brings a raya, and that's what, that's for now, we'll bring another thing. I just want a firoys with one. Last Torah, it doesn't have to do directly with this, on the has to do with the parasha, and there's a little bit to do with this. This thing. We said in this last week's parasha, the Torah says, Ekev asher shom Avram b'koili, vayishmor mishmarati. So it's famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Yuma, the Gemara tells us, Avram Avinu was makam kol Torah kula filu erev tafshilin. So everyone's pelov, what is the special the chumrah that Avraham Akpinu kept there after Shul. He kept calling Tera Kula. Of course he kept there after Shul. So I want to tell you about Dova Nifla, brought down B'Shem D'Avninezim. Brought down B'Shem D'Avninezim. Why do you have to make an Erev Tavshilin? When's an Erev Tavshilin? When it's Yom Tif and Shabbos. So you have to prepare from Yom Tif to Shabbos. So, you know, a lot of prepare. Mechem from Yom Tif to Shabbos. So how do you prepare? You make an Erev Tavshilin. It's a heker with hoyel, so you can make an Erev Tavshilin. You have to make an Erev Tavshilin. Freik Avnei Nezer. Which is more choshev? Yom Tif or Shabbos? Shabbos is Chayvei Skila. Yom Tif is Chayvei Lavin. It's a covet for Yom Tov to prepare for Shabbos. Shabbos is hecha for Yom Tov. So why shouldn't you be able to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos? Zok Davnei Nezer, it's true. But in one respect, Yom Tov is more than Shabbos. He tells us that Shabbos is kviya v'kaima. It's built into the Bria that you have to keep Shabbos every seventh day. Yom Tov is somehow humanly destined. And it's created by effort. What's the effort? By Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim. Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh to Yom Tov. He says the Ramban says in one of his ksavim that you take psalm and motzah Shabbos because you lose the neshama yisera. Why don't you take psalm and motzah yontif? According to the shittas, there's a neshama yisera on yontif. He says because yontif, you also have a neshama yisera. Shabbos neshama yisera is imposed, so to speak, on you, and since it's imposed upon you, when Shabbos is over, you lose it. However, the neshama yisera of yontif was earned. You made it. You created it. Has a longer staying power, and that staying power doesn't need psalmim after, and the psalmim are, that's why the psalmim are not necessary, as we state in Rambam. So in that respect, Shabbos is more than Yontif. Therefore, Yontif is more than Shabbos. And therefore, Yontif needs an Erev Tavshilin in order to, with a hoyel, in order to be able to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. So Avnei Nezer, Avraham Avinu didn't have to keep Shabbos. It was an extra credit. It was Makan Kol Torah Kula. So Avnei Nezer, every Shabbos was a Yontif. Every single Shabbos was a Yontif, because he took it on to himself. So by Avraham Avinu, Be'emes, there was no difference between Yontif and Shabbos. And his Shabbos was like Yontif. And therefore he didn't need an Erev Tavshilin. Why didn't he need an Erev Tavshilin? Because he didn't need an Erev Tavshilin, because the Erev Tavshilin would be redundant, it would be not necessary, because you have the Yom Tif and Shabbos is the same thing. Still, Avraham Avinu was Makayim Erev Tavshilin, Hashem Osid, Klal Yisrael will do an Erev Tavshilin, he also does it. So I wanted to be Moisef on Avnei Nezer. There's one part of Shabbos that we have is like Yom Tif. Just like Avraham Avinu's Yom Tif. You know, Avraham Avinu's Shabbos. You know what that is? Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos is what we take upon ourselves. That chelik of Shabbos, which is Tosefes Shabbos, has like a din yontif, because you took it on to yourself. I once wanted to even say a chiddush. You don't need an Erev Tavshilin from yontif to Tosefes Shabbos, but that's not for now. But I'll go upon him at Tosefes Shabbos. Every yid on Tosefes Shabbos is like he's making a yontif. That neshama yisera of Tosefes Shabbos. So gechazai, those of us who say smiris, we say in Kol Mekadosh Shvi, Dorshei Hashem, those who are seeking out the Eibishter, who want to do extra, Zera Avram Oyavoy, they latch on to the seed of Avram Avinu, they take the power from Avram Avinu. Hamaachrim Lotzeis Min HaShabbos Umemarim Lavoy. They do the Tosefes Shabbos. Smeichim L'Shamroy. Shabbos really doesn't have Simcha. Shabbos is Menucha. Yontif, that a person makes it himself. He makes the Kedusha. There's Simcha. That's the Simcha of Yontif. Smechim l'shamroi. And that's l'orei varuvoi. L'orei varuvoi maybe is that Erev Tavshilin of Avraham Avinu. That's the Erev Tavshilin. That's what we're coming on. What Avraham Avinu did l'doiris. He taught us that there would be this din of Yontif, this extra. The Ritva says in Masech Makis that even if Scha Mitzvah is Bahai Al Malekha, or however the Halacha is on Hidden Mitzvah, what you do extra is Scha Mitzvah Bahai Al Ma'ika. And that is the smechem l'shomroi yulor v'arevoi the machem lotz min haShabbos maram lovoi. That's the motzah Shabbos. I'll just be a royce that it says at the end of this week's parsha that when Esav said he's going to come back to kill Yaakov Avinu, he said he's going to kill him b'mei evel avi. He was going to kill him when they'll sit shiva on Yitzchak. So the parsha pshat is it was a mile of his kibbut off for his father. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to kill Yaakov. The Kleyoka says, why didn't he want to do it then? Because an oval is also a Talmud Torah. And he knew that Yaakov Avinu had Torah, Meginu, and Matzla. So he knew that he'll never have a chance to get Yaakov Avinu. But since Yaakov Avinu stayed in Klei Yaakov, was going to learn Torah, but if he may have a love, he can't learn it. So I saw in the Sefer Derech Sicher, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita asks, when Avinu learns Torah, he learns Dvarim Aroyim. Anybody saw pictures of Chaim Kanievsky sitting and learning the whole Avelus? He learns the Hilchas Avelus. So Yaakov Avinu wouldn't learn Hilchas Avelus, wouldn't he have Torah Meginah Matzla? Zok the Beis Yisrael in Parashas told us the Ger Rebbe has the same kasher. Zok the Beis Yisrael, a Torah of Simchas Meginah Matzla. A Torah that's not from Simcha, there's no Hagonah Vatzola. Because Simcha is what makes it part of you. Just like we said, Yontif, there's Simcha. Because you made the Yontif. You did it. When you do things mitoch simcha, that has to do with your essence. You tap into yourself. That's what brings simcha. That's the kaf shaloi. And that's what brings the agonah of Atzola, the Torah Megin of Matzol. So the more we're now, it's an eis tzori liyakev. All of us have to be, the hamokim mirachem of all of us. V'achinu b'nei Yisrael b'chol mokim yishayim. So more ribuy in Torah. More ribuy in simcha satayra. More pilpulei araisa. More besufa. If we do it more in that way, the Eibishter will zicha shikara panayin toive, and will protect the whole Klal Yisrael, and we'll go over mitzor li Yeshua, and we'll all be zicha mitzvah shem to psuris toive, so I go to frach.